Sunday brunch. Did Philip disappear? This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing, LLC. Enjoy some of our wholesome Amazon best-selling Christian fiction titles by visiting ceciliadowdy.com. The link is provided at the end of this blog post. I'm ready to discuss another scripture on today's Sunday brunch. Like last week, we can pretend like we just finished eating the following menu before discussing the scripture by leaving comments. Today's menu: orange juice, coffee, blueberry waffles with syrup, bacon, hamburger sliders with fries. Today's question: what happened to Philip at the end of the 8th chapter in the book of Acts? Wait a second. Do you like Christian fiction? Read my Amazon best-selling novels. Tell your friends. My books will make you laugh, cry, praise God. Now, back to Philip. I wanted to talk about the ending of the scripture involving the Ethiopian eunuch. After Philip has a life-changing conversation with the eunuch, Philip baptizes him. After the baptism, the following occurs. Acts 8:39-40. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus and traveled about, preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea. What I'm wondering is, did the Lord's Holy Spirit enable Philip to disappear and then reappear in Azotus? I know some translation used the term carried Philip away instead of took Philip away. Either way you look at it, it appears to me that Philip literally disappeared from the scene of the eunuch and then reappeared in Azotus. I'm thinking Azotus was where the Lord felt was the greatest need for Philip to preach the gospel. So that's why he had to carry Philip away from the eunuch so suddenly. Philip had lots of preaching work to do. Do you think that Philip literally disappeared and then reappeared? If so, why? Leave your responses in the comments. I'm anxious to hear what everybody has to say. I realize people will interpret this scripture in different ways, and I think we can get a discussion going. I hope you enjoyed the meal. Visit my other Sunday brunch blog posts by visiting ceciliadowdy.com/blog/category/Sunday-brunch. The link for the Sunday brunch biblical blog posts is located at the end of this blog. Don't forget to check out our Christian fiction titles and to tell everyone in your church and your women's groups about these wonderful, wholesome Christian titles that will brighten your day. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.